Blog Talk Radio.
So Music Talk Radio with your host, DJ Jane OG, the 1, 2s, and 3s, give everything you need to proceed in this crazy illusion that we live in that's called the world. What's going on, my people? What's going on, family? First and foremost, I want to say peace to the goddesses and the gods known and unknown as Shay. I want to say peace to the ancestors known and unknown, Shay, that includes you, that includes me. So, hope you have been having a good week so far. And maybe if you didn't, maybe your next week could be better. Just transfer your thoughts into what you want, how do you want your week to go. So, with that being said, I want to dive right into today's show. Got some good knowledge coming up for you with the talk of the day. You're going to love it. Topic of today's show is actually food for thought, today's show. Now, real quick, before my brothers our brother actually call in, I want to get into that. Recently, family, I had a breakthrough. Figured out a new way to actually increase your mental capacity, increase your health capacity, increase your spiritual capacity, make your life a little easier. I'm not going to say better. And, you know, make wealth coming in a little easier. And the phrase that I'm using is actually food for thought. Now, I want you to practice an exercise, and we're going to do it together. This is kind of a little different technique here, but I want you to do it with me for all of those that listening in right now and those that will listen in. The first thing I want you to do is get to a very comfortable space, get into a comfortable posture, and get, you know, away from noise, you know, family or your kids or, you know, friends or whatever, and get to basically a quiet space. Now, first thing we're going to do is you're going to close your eyes and you're going to breathe in for 7 seconds. Go. Okay, hold it for 3 seconds. Now let it out slowly for 6 seconds. Okay, do it again. In for 7. Hold it for 3, last time. In for 7. Hold it for 3. Out for 6. Slowly. that's going to increase your capacity. Now, when I say, ask this question, what exactly is food for thought? When I said that phrase, if, this is how you're going to know if you're on the frequency or not, if the first thought that came into your head was actually eating food or the consumption of food or your favorite meal or anything like that, that's not the results that you should look for. When I said food for thought, the results that you should look for is you should have a about something, anything, no matter what it is, something different. And that moment or, you know, moment, that's when you're actually going to, you're doing exactly what I just said. You're increasing your mental capacity, you're increasing your health, you're increasing your wealth, you're increasing your relationships, you're going to have better relationships, your life is going to go better. Now, to break it down even more than that, when you necessarily have food for thought, the meaning behind food for thought, really in a metaphysical and occultist way, in a spiritual way of saying it, is you should not think about food. You should think about food for your body. You should think about food for your mind. See, we've been taught to feed our body, but we've never been taught to feed our mind. That phrase, even though I know it was just a little rinky-dink phrase, people have been hearing it for years, sound like a cliche, I know, but it actually does work. So hold on a second. Let me bring my brother's mic hot. Well, what's going down with it, bro?
What's up?
I don't know how much of that you caught. Did you catch everything that I said, or I know you just
know? I just came in. You were talking about relationships and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, basically what I was just telling the people is food for thought. I gave them a breathing technique. We just did it. I'm not going to do it again. Please download the podcast and listen in. Listen to it again. But I just gave the people a breathing technique of breathing in for 7 seconds slowly, hold it for 3 seconds, then breathe out for 6 seconds slowly. Do that 3 times, and then I asked a question. The question that I asked a while ago was, what is food for thought? And I said that if one of the first things that come to your mind is actually eating food or any type of meal or any type of anything, basically any food that's physical, that's not the that's not the answer that you're looking for. The answer that you should look for, you should have a moment. You should have a moment where you start to think about things that you normally don't think about. So I'm kind of paraphrasing exactly everything I just said, but that's in a fast way, cliff note way of saying what I was saying earlier. So to that,
okay.
You have any comments before we start today's show?
Well, I guess you're trying to let them know that it's spiritual food instead of physical food.
Feeding your mind.
Like
spiritual food. We've been
taught
to feed our body,
like,
but we've never been taught to feed our mind.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, because
okay.
I love food for thought. I mean, I feed myself with, I try to learn something new every day. So, therefore,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I love food for thought. And I love, you know what I'm saying, certain foods. Because it's certain thoughts in my brain, in my mind, that
mm-hmm.
told me to eat these certain foods. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe those foods, too, can help my concentration, my thinking, and create a more efficient flow of thought and energy and
okay.
Behavior patterns. So it's I think both food, but both types of food help each other. If you know how to make them correspond to each other. Good food for thought, or you can have bad food for thought, or you can have you know what I'm saying, good food or something that's considered bad food that would be considered as far as creating more toxins in your body over time, quicker. Mm-hmm. Some foods do it. So instead of having an intoxicated mind, like a toxic mind, you can have a pure mind, but you'll be eating, you know, like that pure, those pure thoughts. So that's pure food for thought.
Yes. Awesome. And I'm glad that you did break it down that way, because I was hoping that you go there, because I know you being a vegan, I know that you would say actually eating certain foods will actually help your body and also mainly help your thoughts, because that's the main focus of today's show. So I'm glad you didn't break that down. So people that did have a problem with what I had to say and that may not be on that level yet, and people that need to actually eat food to have better thoughts, that's also work. Whatever works for you, not you, but specifically, but anybody, whatever works for you, let that work for you. So with that being said, we're going to go and take a first break and be right back after this. Real Soul Music Talk Radio.
And a battle was fought there. The areas now that we see the Great Pyramid Complex used to have a stream that ran out to the Nile, the Blue Nile, and all of that area was jungle, verdant, foliage everywhere. Now what do you have?
Desert.
Check your deserts, and two things they will tell you are lies, and one of them they tell you is truth. First of all, they'll tell you that any time you see beaches and sandy, this was once an ocean bottom. That's one big lie. It may have been an ocean bottom, or it may have been fertile black soil that has been so radiated that it now is nothing but sand and nothing will grow on it. So be it as to what happened there. And unfortunately, black people did that. Unfortunately, there was a battle between the giant blacks and the little blacks. And some of the radiation things that happened there are still the fault, and this is why the penalty is being paid on the same land where the horrible thing was done. Let me explain this. They're looking at the pyramid complex, and they're saying, first of all, it's a burial plane for Mankuri, or I don't even want to go into that. You heard all that foolishness. I'm sorry, you heard all that kind of history before. I don't believe it, so I'm not going to repeat that. There are three pyramids there. Each one fed the larger pyramid, and they were never used as burial ground. You already know that in Luxor, the Valley of the Kings, that's where the burials were.
Mm-hmm.
When a person was able to be buried in a great tomb, they were really being born again, because that great tomb was not a tomb at all. It's an orgon energy generator.
Initiation.
One of the largest and most complex built, and every planet under the sun that is metaphysical or magnetic will have a pyramid complex. That's how you can tell if the ancients were there before and whether they're part of what is called the Elysium. When they talk about the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber and the Grand Gallery, you're talking about a structure that can generate orgon energy. They don't like when you say orgon energy, because they like to talk about electricity and sometimes magnetism, but there is a third force. What is it? Orgon. That is the ray of light that most of you came in on. That's the ray of light that you need. That's why you now need to have, here we go, organic foods, because you are organic people. You need to have original foods, because you are original people. You have to have orgasms, because that generates orgon energy, and the birth comes through on that kind of an energy field. Like the crystals are now coming in called our children. When you begin to get that kind of a generator, you now can align with other planets and other systems that have that, and you form a link. And through that link, you can travel on the biggest and best spaceship ever invented. It's not down at Alamogordo. It's not down at Cape Canaveral. It's not down in Cape Kennedy. It's in your bedroom with you. You carry it around with you. You just don't know how to get on board because you don't know how to start up the motors. It is called the Makapa. And there were whole books that taught you how to use that vehicle of travel the same way the women came here. And then later on, the men came to another area. They taught that all along, too. I have a woman lecture which goes into that. And it shows again that when they had this great battle, they tore loose the very being, the very platform, the very airport by which they had come, and now they were stuck here, stuck in the same mess that they had created. The Sahara is a desert because they had giant beams using crystals that rayed back, and they used a black crystal, which is the worst kind you could use. It destroyed things, took the life out of the other crystals, the life out of the pineal crystal, and left you dumb. How many heard that? Think about it. You have the biggest and best crystal, which is represented by the Eye of Horus at the top of the main pyramid, in your skull now. It's called a pineal gland. The pineal gland is supposed to send out energy throughout your body, regulate the pituitary gland, and they teach you in anatomy and physiology just as effort. They say that the master gland is what? Pituitary gland. The master gland is the pineal gland. Because the pineal gland, when it goes bad, the pituitary gland goes crazy, and you might get gigantism, you might get dwarfism, you might get cancer, you might get anything, because it's under control of the pineal gland. Why? Because the pineal gland is the seat of your soul on the upper level. The orchid gland is the seat of your soul on the lower level. What am I saying here? You have two suns. You have a sun in your head, you have a sun in your lower plexus. The orchid, most people don't even talk about it. And when you talk about the pineal gland, they don't give it the credit they should. They say in the physiognomy textbooks, it's a vestigial gland of unknown origin that's now atrophied and of very little usage. A vestigial gland of unknown origin, now atrophied and of very little usage. Well, that means your soul ain't worth you know what. Because that's where your soul gets its vibrations from. Just to digress on that, before we go back to the main thing again. Have you ever heard the term, the worm turns? How many have heard it before, the worm turns? People say it means that when you get a rat in the corner, a worm in the corner, it's going to turn on you and that's it. That's not what they meant at all. In what is called the Turkish Tadistika, the hypothalamus is a bone structure in the middle of your head in which you have your pituitary gland hanging here, sitting like in a Turkish saddle. And beneath it on the ligament is your pineal gland. It spins around like a pine cone. It's called pineal gland. Constantly, when a soul comes into a body and it seats itself, the brain sutures. There's a big suture on that cranial area, which they call the skull. The ancient ones, and the last thing that the Greeks remembered, because they remember when they talked about the Dogons and Troyes, the ancient ones used to say, when a child is born, don't ever, during its developing step over. Why did they say that? Because when the soul comes into a body and seats itself well in, the skull closes, it sutures. Now you're locked in for a lifetime, whatever that lifetime will be. Before that time, when it's open, souls can come and go, the soul is still making up its mind, and it can be free to go and come. But once it sutures, that's it. And if you notice in all anatomies, back on white, skulls or what, whether the pigmentation is there or not, you see that little suture. That's because it is closed. They've had all kind of ways to explain that. But once it's locked in, you're now seated. When you leave in death, or you leave in afterflight, there's a little opening that you can begin to create again, and your soul can come and go. That's what's called a passage. Why did I throw all that out? Because it means that since you are not the body, every so often you have to leave. When you have to leave, you call it sleep. And you have to go to sleep probably every 3.5 days, or you will sleep standing up, you'll sleep driving a car, you don't know what you're going to be, because you are not the body, you have to come out of the body. In the Great Pyramid, people came out of their bodies that were selected at will. Not in sleep, but in total awareness and awakeness. The King's Sepulcher was when elite people who were able to go and raise a Merkaba would lay in the sepulcher, guard their body, and they would go on flights to the end of the cosmos, to wherever they wanted to, while still having the physical body here, and that was called raising the great ship Merkaba. That's where we get our word van. Merkaba. The vehicle of light for the Ka and the Ba, the spirit and the soul. And that way, that person could go out, tell you what was happening before, come back, give you instructions, see if you're still in unison, if you've learned anything in your school here on Earth, and were you ready to go back and forth. When a whole planet people could go back and forth, then the whole planet can move.
Mm.
What did he say again? The man talks about crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
A whole planet can move when its unisons are together, then the planet moves. Other than that, you move from the planet, come back to the planet, bringing forth enlightenment, or going in straight, whatever you want to do. That is what you call channeling, that's what you call cosmic light, and that's what you call now coming into one minded thought. Because then...
Okay, we're back. Real Soul Music Talk Radio. Going to make my brother Mike hot in a second. Yeah, bro, that was a lot to take in, but you got any comments on that?
Yeah, it was long, and I mean, I agree with everything. It's I mean, especially when he started off basically saying that we are organic people, we are original people, so it'd be best that we ate those kinds of foods. Mm-hmm. So basically what I got from the whole thing, I summarized it all up. If everybody was in unison, if everybody knew how to take that energy from their pineal gland and circulate it and be on the same mm-hmm. page, then we can control this earth. We can control this weather. We can control all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically where I got from, like, all of it. Then he started talking
yeah.
about how, you know, we're not physical beings. We're just in a physical body for now. But
mm-hmm.
we need that spiritual vacation, so that's why we have dreams and that's why we project. Whether we know how,
mm-hmm.
whether we are aware of it or not, we always going to do that. But until somebody
yep.
finds out, like the knowledge that he's saying, then, yeah, that's pretty
mm-hmm.
good food for thought for somebody about why
yes,
we
sir.
Have these, why we have these dreams and all that. Because
mm-hmm.
our real self needs a mini vacation, you know, through sleep.
Yeah.
And since the dream world time is like the speed of light, it's like we're living multiple lifetimes in one, every night.
Yes, sir. And, I totally agree with that. Great synopsis. To add on to that, what I got from it, the reason why I wanted to play it, because it's heavy. It's like kind of went for a minute, you know, it's a little longer, but he had so much information in that to, you know, to show is I had to play it. But what I got from it is basically what you just said. To add to it in a roundabout different way, he kind of was on argon energy, and you and I know I was telling you about argon energy for a while because he was kind of basically putting the argon energy into the pyramids. And basically, like, you know, we used to use pyramids to generate our argon energy that we already have within us. And I know it's a scientifical, metaphysical way of putting it, but we used to use pyramids as such. And I know that we used to use pyramids as airports, because he was talking about how, you know, we used to astral travel when we go inside the pyramid. So to me, in a way of putting it, pyramids are nothing more than a portal to another place. And if you have your mind, your pineal gland intact, and you know how to use that power, then you can go to wherever you want to go. And like you said, if everybody on Earth actually thought this way, then he also said the last thing, we can actually make this planet move. And if we can make this planet move, we can heal this planet. We can furbish, he was talking about as well, the deserts that are on this planet and that battle between tall or gigantic beings versus smaller beings. And so we can actually, heal the desert, so to say. Because basically what he was really saying is there should be no deserts on this planet. So, yeah, that's what I got from it. But, yeah. yeah, I know it took up a lot of time. But we're going to go and get our lasting words in. And anything you want to leave the people with before we go and sign out, brother?
Just nothing new. I mean, I was just telling, follow your thoughts. Energy follows thought. So focus your energy on what you want more of.
I like that. That's a good good example of giving somebody a way to look within themselves, not without themselves. Lasting words. Yeah, I just wanted to have a conversation about the title of Food for Thought. People say that word really loosely, but they never actually take it. That phrase can actually free you from a lot of trauma that you've been through in your life, a lot of bad mistakes. You can, you know, because in order for you to move forward, you have to let go. And I know that phrase, food for thought, seems like so generic and so, it don't really mean that much, but if we really break it down, food for thought. Information feeds your mind. Information increases your pineal gland activity. Information can help you heal your body. Information can help you bring more wealth to your life. Information can help you have better relationships. Can make better decisions in your life, so you won't have no problems. So yeah, that's food for thought. So with that being said, we'll go ahead and sign out. Appreciate you calling in there, brother. Triple T. And, man, we out, man. Peace.
All right, peace.